have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Do you have an upcoming event? Well, I encourage you to book Beyond Defense Family for an amazing experience. Beyond Defense is a talented group of men and women who have toured the world to display their talents of song and ministry. Did I forget to mention multi-award winners? They're your one-stop shop for making your events the best in the city. Book Beyond Defense today at beyonddefense.org. Click menu, then contact. Beyond Defense, your audience will thank you.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
Hey.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. This your host, your main man, the coach, David Benton, and I am in the building. And you know what? I am smiling. That's right. I'm smiling because I have a lot to smile about. I'm here. I woke up this morning. I'm breathing. I'm healthy. That's right. So I am smiling, and you should be smiling too. Why? Because you are blessed beyond measure, and you got to focus on what you have rather than what you don't have. That's right. So you have every reason to smile, and we got a wonderful show for you guys tonight. On top of that, shout out to the Elation family. We love you. We love you. We love you. Thank you for all your prayers, because by the time we get on here, we already know we covered. So we just go on in. That's right. With that being said, can I get a drum roll? The coach, the infamous Coach Shay Samuels, are you in the building?
Coach Shay Samuels is in the building, and I'm smiling. Hey, Coach David.
Hey, Coach Shay, how you been?
It's been great. Shout out to the Elation family. Shout out to the Beyond the Fence family. And most of all, shout out to the listeners that we have on every Sunday, just taking in what we do, implementing what we teach. And so, I'm just excited to be on tonight. But, Coach David, you always ask how the week's been. You know, I like to be transparent with the viewers and the listeners that, you know, it's been a rough week. I was talking to one of our mentees earlier today, and I was explaining to her, we all have rough weeks, and I know that we'll get into the teaching tonight, but we all have rough weeks, and I think the biggest thing we can do when we come on is to let everyone know that we experience rough weeks, we experience highs, and we experience lows, but we just keep on doing what we tell everyone to do. Keep pursuing your purpose, keep overcoming the hurdles and the obstacles and everything that comes your way. And so we are a clear example of what that looks like. But it's been a rough week, but I thank God and I thank you. I thank everybody for just the support that we have to just continue to make it through.
Yes, that's a great word, you know, because, you know, I hear people all the time, and it'd be a woe is me type of conversation. And it's like, you know, that's a great example. Like, we all go through things. Man, our weeks can be rough. We don't allow it to take a toll on us to where we still don't allow ourselves the opportunity to grow. And we also understand we still have a purpose, and we continue to follow it. So, you know, shout out to you, Coach Shay, you know, for those them words of encouragement. And I hope you men and women of God, you kings and queens of the world, I hope y'all heard that from this woman, this queen, that, you know, you can still, although we all go through things, you will not be tormented by what you're going through. And that's the blessing. So thank you for that, Coach Shay.
No problem.
Yes. So with that being said, can I get another drum roll? The funny, the comedian, the actor, my man, Toes, are you in a building?
Tommy Two Toes is in the building, and I'm smiling.
Two Toes, how's your week been, bro?
Man, my week, man, it started off crazy, then it ended on a huge blessing, man. At the beginning of the week, I got blocked on Facebook. And I really don't know what I did wrong. Because, no, let me tell y'all. Somebody, it was like looking for suggestions. They said, do you know a real good carpenter? So I said, Jesus. Now I'm blocked. You know what I mean? I don't get none of that notification. I mean, wasn't Jesus a good carpenter? Yeah, exactly, man. I had to laugh too, but I was a little upset because that's the best carpenter I knew. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But like I told you, it ended on a great note. My doctor tells me that my diabetes is gone. I don't have to take insulin anymore.
Good.
So, yes, exactly. So when they told me my diabetes was gone, I said, "Well, doc, you know I lost my legs from diabetes. Does that mean my legs are growing back?" Like, no, no, two toes in. Your legs go stay gone, man. I was like, oh, shucks. Well, I can't win them all, you know what I mean? I mean, oatmeal cakes every day now since I ain't got diabetes, you know what I'm saying?
So. Come on, baby, we got to stay away from them, bro. Stay away from them, brother.
Yeah, I'm going to have to.
I love it. Well, Coach David, you always ask us how our week is. How's your week been?
My week has been steady. And just like yourself, Coach Shay, you know, you have good days and some days that's challenging. But you know what? It doesn't stop the day from being a great day. You know, I still continue to make it a great day. And I think, you know, I want to encourage everyone, you know, to understand, like, man, we come up here, we be on this show, we laugh, and we tell you to continue to smile. And we're only saying these things based on saying, like, we don't tell you to smile because we never go through trials and tribulations ourselves. You know, we go through things as well, but we deal with them a certain way. And when you can deal with them a certain way and understand who you are and what your purpose really is and how valuable and awesome you are, then you know how to adjust to some things just out of your control. And the things that's in your control, even when you stumble through it, you grow from it. So, yeah, my days are, they go up and down, just like the stock market, you know what I'm saying? But you know, one thing about the stock market, when the stock go down, you know, eventually when it's a stock with value, it will bounce back up. So, you know, that's how we are. We have value in yourself. We just like the stock. You know, we go down, but guess what? It come right back up. So that's how it be. I know that I'm going to have more great days. So that's why I always tell people that go be great, because there's so much greatness in us. So, you know, yeah, you know, but other than that, you know, I stay focused, I smile, I'm blessed, and I'm grateful. So, Coach, I really have nothing to complain about. I have nothing to complain about. But, you know, speaking on that note, you know, people, go ahead.
I was going to say, I thought you were going to mention to us, y'all keep Coach David in prayer. He's been going through a toothache for the last 2 weeks. And the reason I wanted to mention that is because we always encourage people to move in purpose at all times. And, you know, for some reason, I just want everyone to know, like, we are real people. We go through real situations. And we, like Coach David said, we don't come on just to tell you guys how to live life or encourage you how to live life. It's what we do just about every day. So y'all keep our Coach David in prayer, and y'all keep him lifted, and send him some healing prayers as well because he's been going through that toothache. But he's still here. One of our favorite saying is, yet I smile.
And you know what the beautiful thing about that, Coach Shay, when you were saying that, I wasn't even thinking about the tooth. And if people only knew the excruciating pain I have went through with this tooth over the week, I'm talking about dentist appointment after dentist appointment, and one dentist tells me something, the other dentist tells me something else, and the other one, everybody want to give me x-rays, and I get the x-rays sent over, and it's blurry, they tell me they can't see it, so everybody just keep getting my money. And it sucks, and then I leave a dentist's office still in the same pain, still in the same situation that I came in. But yet, you know, I'm not here for sympathy. And I guess that's why I didn't even think about it, you know. And that's what I want to bless people and be an inspiration to people, to say, okay, you're going through something. like we're all going through something. So I really didn't even think about the toothache, but I'm happy you brought that up because my tooth, it's been pretty drastic for me. But yet, I smile. That's right.
That's right.
Hey, you guys ready?
Let me ask you, Coach David.
Hey, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but hey, does your insurance cover a punch in the mouth? You know what I mean? That might help a little bit.
Hey, my insurance did what it did, but man, hey, I still been coming out of pocket, bro. It's been tough. But along with the discouragement, we talking about the up days, down days. And it had me thinking about the church, how so many people, I mean, I went to church and I seen more women. Like, it was nothing but women. And it's this one particular church used to have, like, it got, like, maybe 1,500 seats. And when I say it wasn't up, like, maybe 300 or 400 people, but it used to be so super packed. And it was probably like, I'm going to say 85% women in there. And I was like, wow, so many people are leaving the church today, especially the men. I want to ask you guys a question, you know, like, and I'm going to start with you, Coach Shay. So what do you think, like, why do you think so many people are actually leaving?
I would say there's a number of reasons. I think the prominent reason would be just a lot of people are getting hurt in today's church. I think there's a lack of understanding, one, of who the church is. And it's not being taught in the church, but a lot of it is just from being hurt. You hear a lot of people now talk about their experience in the church from people rather than what they got from what they, you know, for what they went for, which is a great word or just truth or just getting closer. Most people go to church because they say they want to be closer to God. Like, they've been there, they've done that, they've had a hard knock life. And they say, church is where I'm going to find my refuge. And then when they get there, they find that they're there with other human beings who have been hurt, who have been broken, and they become a part of that. So I think a lot of it, just from my side of the world, and that's not all of it, but just a big part of it is just being hurt. Pastors who are not aligned properly, you know, Coach David and Tommy Tutos, there are pastors and ministers now who can go online and get a degree. And all someone knows is they're just, or get licensed to be a minister or pastor. And they don't realize when people are coming in, they're looking for something real and they're not getting it. So I think if I had to say, you know, one of the main things for me would just be, a lot of people are just being hurt in the church, and it's causing discouragement from them wanting to go.
Awesome. I love it. That's definitely a great point. Tommy Two Toes, what about you, my brother? Why do you think so many people are leaving the church today?
Now, look here. I've done a lot of research on this subject, especially about men leaving church. The number one reason men are leaving today's church is to make sure they don't miss kickoff. You know how long church is on a Sunday, man. Come on. I done missed several kickoffs. I almost missed the Super Bowl Sunday because of church.
That's right.
But I'm sorry, y'all, man. Y'all got to bear with me tonight. Y'all got to bear with me tonight. But also, I tell you, it's also got to be because of the leadership. You know, I think it was last week we were talking about, you know, about being a leader. Possibly you might have the wrong leader up there. And that also can have something to do with a lot of people leaving the church. They don't follow the leader. I mean, or at least the person who is leading.
And that's very powerful. I'm happy you said that because, like Coach Shay was just saying, people, man, nowadays you can just go online and become, you know, a pastor, or, you know, at least have the title. And I think so many people are title-driven and don't understand the responsibility behind the title. So they don't do a good job of leadership. So me personally, from experience myself, it's like I'm not with one church anymore. Like, I'm with one church, but that's right. One church is supposed to be right. But I'm saying, far as the building, the same building, the same pastor, and they say, well, you need a covering. And it's like, well, that's fine, if whoever is for it. But I think so many people are really, like, being discouraged because they feel, I hear people all the time say, man, well, once I get my life together, then I'll start going again. Because people come in there and being felt, they feel like they got to be Jesus himself. And it's like, it's sad because none of us are showing the empathy that we should show, because we all are in there for a specific reason. Even your pastor has many, 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 many flaws. But those flaws, you know how to pick them up, keep it going, keep it pushing, depending on, you know, the maturity of the pastor. But we make people feel inadequate. We make them feel that they're not good enough. We always tell them how unrighteous they are. And it's too many rituals. And I'm going to tell you, with me, I used to be in a gang. And there was a lot of rules to the gang. But me being in church, to be honest, I started feeling like I was in a gang again. It was so many rules. It was like the pastor, he's like what we would call the big homie. He got all the rank, and he just sent me rank to everybody. And, you know, it's levels to this. You got the deacons. You got the board members. And everybody, like, got high rank, you know, in this set. And then, you know, you got this person go to this church, this person go to this church. And, you know, people like, yeah, I go to this church. And another person like, well, I go to this church. And people be, like, saying, like, arguing about who pastor is the best. And I've seen it. And you just be like, man, if I'm seeing all this and going through all this, what's the point of me being a part of this? So a lot of people are really just finding peace at home, reading, or just looking at YouTube, a pastor on YouTube, or just talking on the phone, fellowshipping to other people who believe. And, you know, they're actually growing, but they're growing at home. And church is necessary, but people being discouraged. Coach Shay, what you think?
Yeah, I agree, Coach David. I think a lot of people are, you know, the pandemic really set a tone for people. That was the second part of my, the reason why people aren't going to the actual building. But I think the pandemic released a lot of people from religion as well, because it did give them an opportunity to kind of test other churches out, because everyone started to stream. And I know that when we started the pandemic tradition of going on to streams ourselves, you know, you got a chance to then witness other people's ministries, and it gave people an opportunity to do that. And when it did, they started to, that's where I think you saw more of the rivalry come out. Unfortunately, it was always there. But for me, that's when I saw more of the rivalry come out, because now everyone's competing for the internet. Everyone's competing for a Zoom. Everyone's competing for a Google Meet. Everyone's competing to be the best. And it really started to set a tone, but some people were freed in that as well. So they found other opportunities, like you said, YouTube, started looking at pastors from afar. There are people here from where I am who actually do worship via Zoom in other countries now. And so it just gave people an opportunity to do that. But I think the pandemic really allowed and freed people from the four walls. And that's another reason why I think people don't go to church as much as they should. Of course, the discouragement is a piece of it, But if the pandemic never happened, put it this way, if the pandemic happened and you were happy with where you are, once it came and Zoom was an option, you wouldn't have been looking for anything else.
That's true. But I'm going to be honest, Coach A, even before the pandemic, I seen it. Like, a lot of people I ran into it just like, they were, I'd be like, man, what's going on, brother? How you doing? Or sister, how you? Yeah, man, you going to church Sunday? Nah, man, I'm going to just, you know, get on my phone and look at old good old YouTube and go get on old TD Jakes Live. You know, they're just you do Spanish. And they just get on their favorite pastor that they're learning from, Miles Monroe. And even me, myself, I love to listen to Miles Monroe. You know, he's a really great pastor. I really learned a lot from the brother. And sometimes, man, you know, when you just to yourself like that, then you don't have to really worry about the backbiting. You don't have to worry about the arguing. You don't have to worry about a person trying to get in certain positions over you. And especially when, like you was talking about earlier, Coach Shea, like people who are actually babes in this thing, they're coming, they have an expectation to grow, and they're searching. And just like you were saying, Two Toes, like then when they see leadership and understand it started at the top and it trickled down. So when people are feeling so, you know, like they're just not where they should be in life, and we keep them down when they need to be lifted up. They need more encouragement. They need to be more, we got to be more graceful and show a little empathy and let people know, like, man, you're going to be okay. Like, we have to all understand we are all flawed, and we're being hypocritical when we do that because we're making it as if, you know, we have no problems, no issues, we're not going through anything. And when this person, just because this person may use profanity, just because this person may drink and then smoke, we feel that we have it all together because we don't go to the club or we separate ourselves from the world. But yet you are a mean individual. Yet you are, you lack empathy. You know what I'm saying? You're selfish. You know, You always putting people down. You can be negative, right? You can be quick-tempered. And I'm talking about your quick temper hinders another person. So we all have all these issues. So just because you don't smoke, drink, use profanity, go to the club, you feel you separate yourself from the world, but you're not separating yourself from self because it's the inner being, the inner part inside you, because we all have good thoughts and we all have bad thoughts. So when your bad thoughts are more in control of your good thoughts, then guess what? That part of you is going to come out and it's going to damage someone. Instead of them being blessed by it, it's going to be more curses. So you're still cursing people, even though you're not using profanity. But you can definitely curse people. And because you're cursing people, people will turn the other way. They'll walk the other way because it can be very discouraging. What do you think about that, Coach Shea?
No, I think I agree. I definitely agree, Coach David. With the short time that we have, I just want to say that it is important for people to really identify with the word for themselves. I remember sitting at home, you know, on Saturdays at a certain point of time when I wasn't going to church continuously for what we're talking about now. But I thought it was better for me to sit at home and really get the word for myself. And the amazing thing is like you said, I was at peace, you know, and a lot of people didn't understand it, but I think I was so bombarded with different emotions as it pertained to the people of the church. I never thought it was God. I always knew it was people. So I said, I need to back off for a while and really just get an understanding. And I remember, you know, even at a time when you and I first met one another and started sharing the word with one another. And it was amazing because there was no argument. There was no frustration. There was no, you know, kind of it was in sync. And that's what you don't get anymore at church, unfortunately. Not every church, but there are a number of churches where it's, like you said, it's like sets, you know, and so I'll talk more about that when we come back from the break.
So with that being
so
said,
I guess, where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at?
Where the music at? Music at, where the music at?
Yeah. Beyond the fence.
Wake
you
up.
Know? You ever been dreaming?
Wake up.
It just felt so real.
Wake up.
I just want to stay in the dream, you know?
David, wake up.
Yeah, he want to rest in peace. He don't want to rest in pieces. And you wonder why he gave his life to Jesus. Ride with a Glock 9. Vest on. Bought his first kilo, it was stepped on. Police took his re-up, now he down to an 8-ball. Stressed out, smoking the weed, drinking on 8-balls. 19 years old, throwing them gang signs. Wrong frame of mind, trying to stay in line. Mama preached to him, he didn't listen. Said the way that he living, he headed to prison. Thought she was tripping, this ain't the old days. Single mother keep understanding the old age, yeah. Liddy cop, Moyet, chopped the brick up. Then split it four ways. Took 4 days, he about to grind. Wake up, count time.
He was just dreaming. Dreaming. He was just dreaming. He was just dreaming. He was just dreaming. Dreaming. He was just dreaming. He was just dreaming.
Sunday morning, breakfast in bed. Orange juice, toast, steaks, and eggs. Kids jumping on the bed, daddy wake up. Thank you God for a pretty white gorgeous without the makeup. Pretty brown eyes, Holly Berry cut. Valentine's Day every day, he love her very much. Picnic at the park, take a walk in the whole hand. Thank you God for the inner child sitting on his grown man. It's time for church, mama toes and she preaching. Plus he curious to see all the souls she be reaching. Kids being bad, play fighting in the back. Told him sit down, clean up the act. But daddy have to come and teach him. Huge smile on his face, he don't want them to see it. They just some awesome little children, he just can't believe it. It is a wonderful day, he like, thank you Jesus. Wake up, count time.
He was just dreaming. Dreaming. He was just dreaming. Your blessing, you deserve it.
You are, you are, you are, you are, you are.
You magnificent, hey, you made the heavens first. The sun, stars, moon, the whole universe. It spoke existence to this whole planet Earth. It formed man straight up out the dirt. Your fathers gave everything birth. The explanation, how much you were worth. You're living water, so we'll never thirst. Blessed spiritually, although my flesh curse. Angelic beings are always at work. You invented disciples to create church. You know everything, you don't have to research. You a healer, doctor, surgeon, nurse. You move forward, you don't have to reverse. You just act, you don't have to rehearse. God, to see me through the pain and hurt. It's your mercy to what we deserve. You're magnificent. Lord, you're the best thing ever happened in my life.
You're magnificent.
You are, you are. Man, you're magnificent. Lord, you're the best thing ever happened in my life. You are, you are, you are, you are, you are.
You're magnificent, made the oceans and trees, lakes, ponds, creeks, every water stream. Articulate, creative, everything. Gave us voices so we can all sing. Lord of lords and king of all kings. You taught Joseph how to interpret dreams. You made silver and gold say ching ching. Made every diamond go bling bling. Salvation, you gave it to us for free. You made the summer, fall, winter, and the spring. I'm so proud to be on the winning team. The E-S-U-S-G-O-D. You made the grass, flowers, roses, trees, fruits and vegetables, and planted all seeds. Perfect in all your ways, yes indeed. This is my letter to thank you for blessing me. You're magnificent.
Lord, you're the best thing ever happened in my life.
You're magnificent.
You are, you are.
Lord, you're magnificent.
Lord, you're the best thing ever happened in my life. You are, you are, you are, you are, you are.
I just want to tell you, thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for me.
Ever happened in my life.
Thank you for sending your son, Jesus Christ, to die for my sins.
You are.
Everything you did for me is not in vain. I know we live in a crooked and corrupted world, but
in my life.
I appreciate you for all things.
You are all in all.
I just want to tell you, thank you.
I love you. Yes.
You appreciate it.
Amen.
Deep in, within my heart.
Amen.
I love you. Amen.
Do you have an upcoming event? Well, I encourage you to book Beyond Defense Family for an amazing experience. Beyond Defense is a talented group of men and women who have toured the world to display their talents of song and ministry. Did I forget to mention multi-award winners? They're your one-stop shop for making your event the best in the city. Book Beyond Defense today at beyonddefense.org. Click menu, then contact. Beyond Defense, your audience will thank you.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio, and you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
That's right. Welcome back to Beyond the Radio. I'm your co-host, Coach Shay Samuels, and I'm on with your host, your main man, Coach David Benton, and none other than the comedic comedy central standard here on Beyond the Radio, motivational speaker as well, Tommy Two Toes. We're going to get this ball rolling, give a shout-out to our sponsors. Shout-out to Paula G. Voice Lady Wisdom After Midnight. You just heard that amazing voiceover. If you are looking for a voiceover for any commercials that you have, if you're a business, if you have an event coming up, if you are a music or program director of a radio station, we always say make this year different. Have a quality voiceover for your business. It makes a difference. Reach into our at Paula at PaulaGVoice.com. or apologyvoice.com, and don't forget to let her know that the Beyond the Fence family sent you. We also want to give a great big shout out to G-Will. G-Weezy is what I call him. If you are looking for a DJ in the Knoxville, Tennessee surrounding area, or I'm telling you, he travels, so wherever you are, make sure you hit him up, beyondthefence.org. That's BeyondTheFence.org, and make sure you guys connect with him also on his social media site at William G. Will Faulkner. And I guarantee you, you're going to have the best time for your parties. Check them out. Last but not least, David, can I get a drum roll?
Boing.
Hey, Let's Talk Business Consulting Strategy and Coaching Group, LLC. As Coach David Benton would say, we have a 100% success rate. We are taking companies from zero to everything. That's all I'm going to say. If you are a new business or an existing business and you're looking to strategize, you have a vision and you just want to lay it on the table, we want to talk with you. So let's talk business. Reach into us at aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook as well at Let's Talk Business Consulting Group and also on Instagram at LTB Consulting Group. We have so many opportunities for business owners. There's workshops, seminars, and we cannot forget our newest venture, Promotions With Us on Facebook Live. You can get that information on by connecting with us at Beyond the Radio as well. Make sure you like the page when you're there. David Benton, back to you.
Appreciate it. Thank you, thank you, thank you for them sponsors. Shout out to all the sponsors. Thank you, Coach Shay. And we're back right here on Beyond the Radio, and I'm telling you, we greatly appreciate
the doors of the church are now open.
Oh, my God.
What's up, coaches? What's up, coaches? This is the original joke. Jesus is other brother. What's going on, coaches?
Oh, my goodness.
You just
we kind of missed you, Jesus is other brother.
Yeah, man. I've been on vacation, but that's another story. Look at it, man. I got something I need to clear up, all right? Look at it, man, all right? Y'all remember, everybody know about this story in the Bible. It's about the miracle that my brother Jesus did with the fish, feeding everybody. I need to set the record straight, all right? This is what really happened. He had them two fish, right? And he was just cooking. It was being really for me and him. Everybody else showed up. He look at me. I'm thinking he want me to make tuna fish. He's like, no. Wait a minute, are you serious? He like, yep. Yeah. He had me out there catching fish with my face. You know what I mean? Fish with my hands. I caught all them fish. But he going to take credit for it, man. Well, you know what I mean? I supposed to got that credit. I want my credit.
So, Jesus, other brother.
I'm sorry,
man.
It hurt my feelings, man. It hurt my feelings.
Jesus, other brother, man, look, man, well, that ain't what the Bible say, man. So I don't know why, you know, they have a reason to just lie like that, brother. But, brother, I don't know. I don't know about that one, Jesus, other brother. You going to have to do something, man. I don't know. You might have to talk to your brother. You know, he did rise. So, I mean, you could talk to him anytime, right? I mean, hey, man, I'm just saying.
Hey, I tried to call him, but he got me blocked, man, so I couldn't even call him. But, hey, I'm going to get out of here, man. I got to go. I'm going to see y'all later, all right? I'm going to see y'all later.
Thank you for stopping, Jesus, other brother.
All right, Jesus, other brother. Coach Shay, I don't know what to do with Jesus, other brother. Tommy Two Toes.
he's a handful.
He's definitely a handful. Yes, he is, man. I mean, I thought we got rid. Listen, we had Jesus' little brother. Then we thought we got rid of him. You know, and then, you know, now it's Jesus' other brother. I just don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. They just bust in on the show, and that's how it is, man. The man said, you know, Jesus, it was him catching the fish the whole time. I don't know. But, you know, that was a beautiful thing. So, you know, if you guys just now tuning in, we're talking about why have people left the church, especially the men. So I do want to encourage, like, now it's like how is we as a community, how can we get people back in? And I think the best way to get people back in is to empathize and to understand that we are no better than them. We just are more mature in certain areas. And here's the scary part. Some people just do a good job of covering it up better than others. That's the reality. Because the more you talk about people, the more that we know that you have your own imperfections. I think we just need to, you know, really understand why church is so valuable, and we need to get rid of so many of the unnecessary things that's really causing more confusion. And it's like, you know, God, you were saying that earlier, Coach, that like, I don't have a problem with God, and people have that misconstrued. It's the people. I have a problem with people and what they're saying about God and how they represent it. And we all have to understand we're people, we're human beings, and, you know, we have to love one another. When somebody come in, you uplift them, and you care for them, you just hug them and embrace them. Because they have to understand that the pastor is not Jesus himself. He's a flawed pastor. He's a person. He's a human. But it's up to him to give you great principles involving scripture to help you live a more productive life. And the only way you're going to live a more productive life is you have to look inside yourself. If you look inside yourself, then you're going to realize, okay, this type of a character or this type of attitude, a lot of this has been my fault. And that's what it's about. A lot of people are using the Bible to throw darts at one another, and the Bible is supposed to be specifically for you. That's right. And if you're going to use it, you use it to encourage people, not to tear them down. And I think if we do that and smile more and people come in and they see more togetherness and fun and just having a good time. But sometimes people can go in there and it's so gloomy. What you think, Coach A? How you think we can, you know, go around getting people to come back in?
Well, first I want to say it depends on, you know, First Corinthians reminds us that we are the church. And so I think we have to have, not that you don't or Tommy Two Toes doesn't, but just for the listeners, understanding that you are the church, right? So when you understand that the four walls is an opportunity for you not to forsake the fellowship of those saints, friendships, you know, it's good to get out every now and then and for you to be one with people. So I think when you start to find people that are like-minded and you find people that share your values, I think you'll be, you know, you'll be better off where you worship or where you fellowship. So I think understanding that you are the church is one, but also if you're going to fellowship within the four walls, make sure you do it with a group of people that are like-minded and share your values. Now, the other thing, Coach David, is traditionally we all are brought up to identify with what our parents or our family members traditionally did. So we, as a family, we have one church at home that everyone goes to. But guess what? As you grow up, you might find that your values are not the same. You may find that you start studying more and that you don't really agree with the way they worship or the way they fellowship, or what you're looking for may not be that. So it's not just, I don't want to go there. You have to find what you need to attach yourself to that. But then I want to just make a charge to the leaders who are finding themselves in the position where people are leaving, right? So Coach David said it first, you have to be empathetic with them. If you are just like, well, I don't care, people come a dime a dozen, that's not what church is about. That's not what church is about. So you are missing the first point, which is to minister to the people. If you see people are coming in and out or something, like your church is like a revolving door, you might want to stop for a second and start understanding, like, what's really going on. Why are the people leaving? I heard someone say somebody had left their church and they didn't even realize that the person left. I've been to other churches where the pastors come in with, quote unquote, security guards and armor bearers, and I'm like, so how does he know who the sheep are in his congregation? You know, they have families. And so make sure that you are being empathetic and make sure that you're taking the time out to call those people and listen to their hardships. You might not agree with their hardships, but here's the reality. It's how they feel. right? And so there might be questions that they have that you didn't answer on the pulpit. Something might have happened within the pews and you don't know that. You know, somebody probably said the wrong thing. You just don't know. So no, understand that when that person leaves, they leave hurt because of the body. They may not have the mindset that Coach David and I have or Tommy Two Toes has, that it's not God, it's the people, because people are going to blame God. The other thing is, don't be so defensive. Like, if somebody comes to you as a leader and they tell you what they feel you may not be doing right or what they need and they feel like they're not getting it, don't be defensive. Be the type of the leader that's going to help them to find what they need. It's okay to say, this is not who we are. There are some churches that are family-generated worship centers. There are some churches that are training centers. There are some churches that go completely by the Bible. I think Coach David always says that. How many sets of Christianity are there, Coach David?
30,000.
Over 30,000. Over 30,000. And I can say that I have witnessed that even just in the Sabbath, there's over four different types of quote-unquote religions within the Sabbath. And so if you are the type of leader that understands you just want the person to get what they need, don't be so defensive when they come to you and say, you're just not it. Don't be defensive. And then apologize. Like, literally, that goes a long way. As a leader, just because you're the leader, you're the one behind the pulpit, it doesn't mean that you did not make a mistake. Listen, these leaders are so radical now, they start throwing water off the pulpit. If somebody got their hair done that Saturday before they came and they had to spend 4 hours in that hair salon, they don't want you pouring water on their hair. I got my little joke from Tommy Two Toes. But if they come to you and they tell you they didn't like that and they want to leave the church because of it, don't be afraid to apologize. There's more. I'll put that on the Beyond the Radio Facebook page for them to review. But, Coach David, that's what I have to say about it. Tommy Two Toes?
Yeah, I got a reason I think that we can reduce, the amount of people leaving the church. Man, lower the amount of collections that come around, man. People can't afford to go to church no more, man. I mean, I went to this church one time, man. They had the preacher perm fund. And I'm like, the perm fund? You know, everybody got the building fund, but they got the same doorbell from 1965 that Martin Luther King rang when he came to preach at the church. You know what I mean? So if we can lower the amount of times that collection plate comes around, I think people have stopped leaving church because I had to get two jobs to go to one church one time. You know what I mean?
I love it. I absolutely love it. I think, too, if they bring family back. I remember when I used to go to church, they would have dinners after church. And it was really a good opportunity for us to fellowship. We all go in the fellowship hall and have dinner. I think if they do stuff like
don't have dinner. Don't do that. A lot of people in church can't cook, and that's a sin. To be serving this food and you can't cook. You know what I mean?
I guess it's not like the grandmamas and the aunties that we used to have. You're absolutely right.
Oh, man, that's so cool. Like, family is definitely important. And I remember those days, too. Those were some good days. Like, right after church, man, you go right there and everybody fellowship and eat and you just having a good time. And it was more family-oriented. And it's like, people come in there now, so much individualism, and so many people are trying to be famous now. Like, it's all about being seen. And it's sad. I remember at one point in time, you really respected the leadership, and you wasn't so quick to say, I'm pastor such and such, or like, that was definitely a big responsibility. So nobody wasn't really, it wasn't so many people as quick to say I'm a pastor. Now so much rebellion. Everybody. So when you come in and you see so much of this rebellion, it's like, why should I be there? So I think, you know, it does, like we was talking about earlier, it definitely does start in leadership to really set a foundation and just raise this bar, this excitement. People should be excited. And I think it lost, like we was just saying earlier, like the family. The family, it definitely, when you welcome them in, it should be a family. Everybody want to be a part of a family, a genuine family, and to understand one another and to grow together and just love on one another. And I think if we get back to that and realize that we all, not some, but all fall short from the glory of God. Why? Because we all got to deal with one another because we all got different personalities. So we're going to disagree at some point in time. That's why so many different denominations. It's, I say 30,000, but it's really like over. It's like well over 30,000. I'm saying globally. You have your five or six main ones, but I'm saying denominations globally, it's over. I'm tired, way over. It might be even 40, but I definitely know it's over 30,000. So that was years ago when I actually read that, and then I Googled. And I was like, wow, I just couldn't believe it, and it really hurt. It bothered me because I'm like, wow, that means that everybody has so much of a difference in opinion. And I think we got to realize that with so many different personalities, it's okay to disagree. Like when you go to a hospital, everybody not going to have the same symptoms. Everybody not going for the same thing. So this person may come into this church. They may be trying to look for something different than the other person. And we got to stop trying to make people live like us, like we got it all together, and just meet them where they're at. Because here's the thing. We all have to set one another where we're at, where we're currently at, because we all have flaws. But, you know, that's really my closing. I just want to encourage everyone, man, just stay the course. Don't let nobody knock you off balance, because the reality is we got to deal with ourselves every day. The main person I have to deal with is myself. So y'all just stay encouraged, stay the course, follow your purpose, and just continue to love one another. It's my closing. Crochet, you have any closing words?
Yeah, I just want to say to the people who have fallen by the wayside, I was doing a study on Hagar, and you can read up on her. Again, you'll have to get the information from the Beyond the Radio page, but I was reading up on a young lady by the name of Hagar in the Bible who she flew from her leadership, and God got with her, and I'm saying it not verbatim, but just for the sake of those who are listening, caught up with her and said, you need to go back. And the reason that she needed to go back was not because she was being, not to be insulted or to feel like worse than what she felt, but because there was something that was on her life that was attached to where she was. And that's what we call prophecy. And so I encourage everyone tonight who's listening, if you've fallen by the wayside at some point because of hurt in the church, identify if your desire is to go to church. Identify with a great church home. Do your research nowadays. You can find any church that you want. It's not like the old times where you got to go to every building. Go on to social media. Look up these churches. Look at the photos. Go on to their websites. Look at the websites. But there's something for everybody. But I do want to encourage you to connect with a great group of people, even if it's not inside the church, to get what you need. Because everyone needs an opportunity to fellowship. We have it here at the Beyond the Fence family. And look, we're a ministry within itself, but we're not behind four walls. And so at the end of the day, if this is where you get it, we want to say thank you for tuning in every Sunday to get it, but get it because it is good. That's my closing. Tommy Two Toes.
Hey, my closing is advice. If you want to get some people back in church, start giving away church's chicken after church. Everybody will be there. I know I will because I love the fried okra. I love the fried okra. I'm telling you, church's chicken. That's right.
So, man, we thank everyone, man. We thank y'all for tuning in right here on Beyond the Radio. We love you guys. Y'all check out, go to the Facebook, Beyond the Radio. You know, subscribe to the channel. And also go to the YouTube. You go on YouTube, Beyond the Radio, you get the playback. Send it to your friends. Send it to your coworkers. We just want you to be encouraged. We love you. We thank you. We do not take you guys for granted. So hopefully we will see you next week. You better be there. When you come, you better be smiling. That's right. Shout out to the Elation family. We love you. Shout out to the Beyond the Fence family. Be Will, Tanya Caesar, it's Alma E. Neely, the Jewel, DB Junior. Block Star. We salute y'all with both hands. And we love y'all. With that being said, where the music at? Where the music at?
Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at?
Thank you.